Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, feeling pretty darn good because we have a winner. I'm not going to give it to you right now. You say we're going to give it to you in 3 minutes at 5:15.
Yeah, no spoilers.
We're not going to jump ahead of the line here, but we do have a winner to win those two FSU tickets to see Kent State. Doak Campbell tomorrow, 2:30. Weather's going to be great for that.
Oh, yeah.
Real nice football weather.
Florida State coming off a bye should be hyped.
Yeah. Everything's positive. Everything's good. And it's a 2:30 kickoff, so if you're going to go to the game, you don't have to get up extra early to make the 11 o'clock kickoff. So that'll save you a couple of hours of reprieve there. Okay, let's go ahead and jump on to the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
The WSRE-TV Foundation planning to hire an attorney from Washington, D.C., this is to provide guidance regarding the station's future with Pensacola State College. This decision follows the PSC's District Board of Trustees 3-1 vote to end WSRE's affiliation with PBS. The Foundation Board will hold a meeting coming up next Thursday, September 25th, to address the matter.
Number two.
And NHC forecasters confirmed that Tropical Storm Gabrielle is projected to intensify into the season's second hurricane over the weekend as it moves east of Bermuda. The NHC also monitoring a tropical disturbance in the Atlantic, which currently has a low probability of development. Conditions in the Gulf of America expected to remain stable for at least the next 7 days, though.
Number three.
Okay, changes coming to the Garcon Point Bridge starting in just a few days. The bridge toll's going to be moving to a cashless system. Tolls will be collected electronically using SunPass, transponders, or toll-by-plate devices. While payment options change, Austin, those rates will not.
All righty, just about.
Sleep better tonight.
Absolutely. Oh, I will. Just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Let's see. Not too much going on here. It was a pretty easygoing first hour. Do have some minor backups in our usual spots. I-10 passing the I-110 north ramp. Maybe some at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. But your worst looking spot would have to just be a little wave of congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That spot also not a surprise. As for your weather, 89 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy over the next several days. Highs will creep down in that span, though. Come Monday or Tuesday, just going to be sitting at around 89. All right. Now, with it being 5:15, we will announce our final winner of our final tickets to Florida State, Kent State. Let's see. The winner is, and this is Chris, I already told you, but I appreciate you for not spoiling it. Our winner is, drumroll, Tonya Caro. Tonya Caro from Pensacola, you are our winner. With the info that you provided, we will get in touch with you, let you know that you won, and get those tickets to you as soon as possible. Once again, congrats to Tonya Caro.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yes, another winner in the Tap the App contest. And we do this for all the FSU home games. So
yeah.
Get ready. We've got a lot more where they came from. Getting ready to send you over to Doak Campbell. Always a good time over there. But tomorrow's game, Kent State, kickoff 2:30, and it'll be a pretty – I think it's going to be a pretty positive game for the Noles tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, Judge – the judge has cleared a Florida police officer in the 2019 shooting death of a UPS driver taken hostage by jewelry robbers. If you don't mind racking 5335 for me.
Yep.
Chris DeMayo has this trending report today.
Jose Mateo had been charged with manslaughter in the death of driver Frank Ordonez, but the judge ruled he couldn't be prosecuted because of Florida's so-called Stand Your Ground law. The judge ruling Mateo had reason to believe deadly force was necessary to end the confrontation. The cases against three other officers charged with manslaughter will continue moving forward. The state attorney's office is reviewing the ruling. Chris DeMayo, Fox News.
All righty, and I also wanted to touch on this for you. A New York man that's accused of attempting to threaten and intimidate Escambia County Clerk of Court Pam Childers will make his first appearance in a Pensacola federal court next week. 35-year-old Justin Wright, facing multiple charges, including cyber stalking and attempted extortion, he's due for his first appearance and arraignment on September 23rd, following multiple delays due to transport issues from Rikers Island.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, the former U.S. attorney in Florida, who signed a non-prosecution for Jeffrey Epstein, almost two decades ago, is scheduled to sit for an interview with the House Oversight Committee. That was supposed to have been later this afternoon. I'm sure it's over by now. Jessica Rosenthal does have information on it.
The 2008 non-prosecution agreement former U.S. Attorney for Southern Florida Alex Acosta signed protected Jeffrey Epstein from federal sex trafficking charges. He only ended up pleading to two state-related prostitution charges. Acosta later served as President Trump's labor secretary during the first term, but when Epstein was charged with trafficking in 2019, Acosta resigned. This week, FBI Director Kash Patel told a House committee that non-prosecution agreement was the original sin in the Epstein case.
The courts issued mandates and protective orders legally prohibiting anyone from ever seeing that material ever again without the permission of the court.
An investigative reporter says a source told her 6 years ago that during an interview, Acosta said he understood Epstein belonged to intelligence. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Florida's unemployment creeping up. Florida Commerce's Jimmy Heckman says Miami-Dade County has the lowest jobless rate at 2.9%, while Sumter has the highest at 7.6%. The national unemployment rate is 4.3%. Construction gained the most jobs in Florida during the month, with leisure and hospitality losing the most. The fastest growing area is the Tampa Bay region, with the Miami Beach metro area losing the most.
518 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. We're advancing this story for you. We told you about it originally back on Thursday. An investigation is continuing this afternoon down in Orlando, where a theme park visitor died after riding a roller coaster. This happened over at Universal. Eben Brown has more on the report. He's down in Miami today.
The man who died after being found unresponsive following a ride on the Stardust Racers roller coaster at Universal Orlando's Epic Universe is now identified as 32-year-old Kevin Rodriguez Zavala, and his cause of death is listed as multiple blunt impact injuries. Tommy Italiano was at the ride when Zavala was found.
Out of nowhere, the attendant just starts screaming on the top of his lungs, "Everyone get out! Get off of the coaster!"
The Stardust Racers roller coaster remains closed indefinitely. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And lastly here, nearly 250 people under arrest after a week-long undercover operation in Polk County. It's called the Fool Around and Find Out Again operation. Targeted human trafficking and child sex predators. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer joined Sheriff Grady Judd today to announce the results of the crackdown, which involved multiple agencies. 519 here, knocking on the door of 520, actually. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you. You know the drill, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. There are new questions today after President Trump has now suggested sending American troops back to Afghanistan. Jennifer Griffith has more from the Pentagon.
When President Trump authorized his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to negotiate an end to the Afghan war with the Taliban, the document included an agreement for the U.S. military to leave all military bases in Afghanistan, including Bagram. Here's what the Trump administration agreed to in the president's first term. Quote, the United States, its allies, and the coalition will complete the withdrawal of their remaining forces from Afghanistan within 14 months and will withdraw all their forces from remaining bases. Now there seems to be a change of heart. Now President Trump's offhand remark about retaking Bagram Air Force Base while visiting the UK has stunned many and left people asking, what's the plan?
Well, it's 524. That's the plan. The plan is it's 524. Markets ending up again today. Really respect second day in a row. Positive numbers. Hillary Barsky has them.
Another record day on Wall Street with the major averages notching record closes as investors continue to process the Fed's first rate cut of the year. And after President Trump said he completed a call with China's President Xi and President Trump saying that they made progress on issues on trade and the pending TikTok deal. Shares of Dow member Apple rose 3% after the latest generation of iPhone devices became available at Apple store locations worldwide. Shares of Google parent Alphabet rose over 1% and hitting an all-time high. The Dow winners, Apple, Amgen, and Microsoft, the Dow decliners, Chevron, Disney, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 173 points, the Nasdaq higher by 161, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, I guess we can say the weekend is officially here. It's 525. Austin Price in, looking at the traffic and weather together.
Yeah, I'm very happy to say that it's been a pretty easygoing day so far. Hopefully it stays that way. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. Just got our average backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. It's been sunny, mostly clear for the last several days. We may see some cloud action come in during the weekend, but it's nothing too crazy. No rainfall chances for sure. But come Monday and Tuesday, we are going to see the highs trickle down just a tad. While on Saturday, it's going to be 92. Come those 2 weekdays, it's going to be closer to around 89.
Lion, a lot of activity in the Windy City today. ICE agents deploying tear gas this morning as they clash with anti-ICE protesters in Chicago. Chicago's Joni Loom is on the streets right now with a report.
They inhaled it. They got it in their eyes. It was on their skin. They could feel it burning. People were running away. And I started to walk away as well. But the wind and then the deployment of more gas, I can feel it right now, still in my throat right now. Most of the protesters were checking on each other and handing out bottles of water. Apparently, you should pour it on your face and into your eyes because the chemical can settle on you. That's the first time I've ever experienced that. It is still in the back of my throat. It just feels like I need to cough a little bit. But right now, there is a quiet time here. We've moved safely away in case there's any more tension.
And the Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to allow it to limit gender choices on official State Department documents such as passports. Just after retaking office in January, President Trump had signed an executive order that said the federal government recognizes only two sexes. The State Department then paused processing passport applications that selected the gender marker X. That has been a choice since 2022.
It has been an interesting morning in the nation's capital. President Trump held a lengthy phone call with the president of China. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
After speaking with China's leader, President Trump said they made progress on important issues, including trade, fentanyl, and the need to end Russia's war in Ukraine, but also that he appreciated the approval on a TikTok deal. The president wrote that the two leaders agreed to meet at the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, forum October 31st in South Korea. Chinese official state news reported that President Xi told President Trump that the U.S. should refrain from imposing unilateral pressure, including trade restrictions, and that on TikTok, China respects the will of firms and welcomes companies that conduct business talks on the basis of market rules and reaching solutions in line with Chinese law. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Also in Washington, D.C. today, former President Biden's chief of staff spoke to a congressional committee about what he knew about former president's alleged mental decline in office. We're talking about Joe Biden here.
Right.
Madeline Rivera has more from Washington.
Former Biden Chief of Staff Jeff Zients gave perhaps one of the most detailed accounts of Biden's struggles in his final years in office. He mentioned a number of things to the House Oversight Committee, and this is coming from a person familiar with his six-hour interview with a panel. Per Zients, Biden's ability to make decisions slowed down during the administration. Decisions that once needed three meetings eventually required a fourth. Zients also says Biden's speech stumbles and memory with dates and names got worse as he got older. And there were talks with top White House aides about changing the president's schedule to accommodate his age. As for that debate, that infamous debate with President Trump, Zients does believe that Biden's performance that day was partly because he had a cold.
And a federal judge is dismissing President Trump's lawsuit against the New York Times. According to the judge, the complaint Trump's attorneys filed is too long and needs to be truncated to be considered. The president sued the Times and several of its reporters for defamation, alleging that it acted with reckless disregard for the truth as it covered him in the lead up to the 2024 election. However, the Times responded with a statement saying the complaint is without merit and its executive editor expressed confidence that the outlet would prevail in the case. The judge gave Trump's attorneys 28 days to file an amended complaint.
A lot of activity this afternoon going on right now, as a matter of fact. Heavy security in the Phoenix area. This is ahead of Sunday's memorial service for Charlie Kirk. Jeff Paul is outside the headquarters of Turning Point USA in Phoenix this afternoon, files this report.
More and more people are starting to show up here in Arizona ahead of that planned public memorial for Charlie Kirk. They're expecting tens of thousands of people to pack into Glendale State Farm Stadium, and authorities tell us they will be ready. Now, we checked in with the Department of Homeland Security, which tells us, given the fact that people like President Trump will be in attendance, Kirk's memorial is being designated as a special event assessment rating level one. This is reserved for the highest national significance. We also checked in with Glendale police, who tell us they're coordinating with both state and federal law enforcement to make sure everything goes as planned. They'll have the SWAT team mobilized, drones in the air, and swarms of officers.
Okay, I want to give you your mortgage numbers here real quick. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.37. 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.88. Just closing on those numbers. Sports coming up in four. Hold on. Here we go.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump celebrating the House approval of a continuing resolution, which would have delayed a looming government shutdown, but the Senate voted it down. The president is now urging Senate Democrats to vote for this bill.
In the Senate, we have 53 Republicans total. And we need 60 votes. That means we need Democrat votes.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Republicans are to blame for any potential shutdown, accusing them of stonewalling the Democrats.
Donald Trump is the shutdown president. And Senate Republicans are following him over the cliff.
Top Democrats have been outspoken about their disapproval of the measure. Schumer says Democrats will not vote for any resolution that does not restore health care funding that was cut in the One Big Beautiful Bill. If there's no deal, there will be a partial shutdown by the end of the month. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with a Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Ben Johnson's start as Bears coach has been ugly. Chicago is 0-2, and this week Coach Johnson ripped into his team's practice habits. So I'm curious how the Bears will respond to their coach's criticism this week when they welcome in the 1-1 Dallas Cowboys. And if the Bears look lifeless on Sunday, then many will ask if the players have already tuned out their head coach. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first touchdown scorer wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Out on the highway, up in the air.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, the WSRE-TV Foundation planning to hire an attorney from Washington, D.C. to provide guidance regarding the station's future with Pensacola State College. This decision follows the PSC District Board of Trustees' 3-1 vote to end WSRE's affiliation with PBS. The foundation board will hold a meeting next Thursday, that's September 25th, to address the matter.
Number two.
National Hurricane Center forecasters confirm Tropical Storm Gabriella is projected to intensify into the season's second hurricane. This should happen over the weekend as it moves east to Bermuda. The NHC is also monitoring a tropical disturbance in the Atlantic, which currently has a low probability of development. Conditions in the Gulf of America are expected to remain stable for at least the next 7 days.
Number three.
And changes are coming to the Garson Point Bridge. Starting in just days now, the bridge toll will be moving to a cashless system. Tolls will be collected electronically using SunPass, transponders, or toll-by-plate devices. While payment options change, rates will not.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I got a couple of military kind of base stories. One about the past, and then one about the future. Let's go ahead and talk to you today about the past. Today was the final flight of the Navy's TH-57C training helicopter. That aircraft has trained more than 30,000 naval aviators over the years. Paul POTUS Gelnesso.
Yeah, so this week is actually kind of the culmination of almost essentially 57 years of operating this airframe, which is ironic because it's the type model series is the TH-57 Bravo and Charlie. So
right, 57 and 57.
Okay, that TH-57C aircraft landed over at Sherman Field and is heading to the Naval Aviation Museum. So good kind of farewell story for that helicopter. Here comes the future, folks. Falcon Peak 25.2. Sounds something out of the future, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what it is, and it is out of the future, actually, a military experiment launched Thursday over at Eglin, is part of the U.S. Northern Command's effort to develop defenses against unidentified enemy drones. Last year, NORTHCOM recorded over 350 unauthorized drone flights, at least at 100 military bases.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
To a throw, and it's intercepted. It's picked off at about the 20-yard line. Harold Bernard with the huge interception.
On Prime Video, trailing the Bills 28-21 with just over 3 minutes left of the game, the Dolphins had the ball first and 10 at the Buffalo 21-yard line, in position to tie the game when Tua Tagovailoa threw an interception. Buffalo added a field goal and held on to win 31-21.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what, man. That's some real mental toughness right there and grit, man. Right? Toe-to-toe the whole way. Wasn't going our way. You guys stood up. He stood up and made a big-time play. TB, great for that.
Yeah! Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott in the locker room with his players after Buffalo beat Miami for the seventh game in a row, including the playoffs. 10 straight wins at home for the Bills against the Dolphins, whose season record dropped to 0-3. The Bills are 3-0. Three touchdown passes by Josh Allen. He completed 22 of 28 passes for 213 yards. James Cook rushed for 108 yards, first player in 36 games to reach 100 yards against Miami. Tua Tagovailoa passed for 146 yards with two touchdowns and the one interception. Baseball, future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw announced he'll retire at the end of the season. Tonight, Kershaw will make his last regular season start at Dodger Stadium, where he has spent his entire 18-year career. Kershaw will face the Giants, who the Dodgers beat Thursday 2-1 to increase their lead atop the NL West to 3 games over the Padres, who lost to the Mets. American League, the Mariners shut out the Royals 2-0. Seattle back atop the AL West. Same record as Houston, but in front of the Astros by virtue of a tiebreaker. Houston, the second AL wild card. 1 game in front of Boston, the Red Sox lead the Guardians by 1.5 for the final playoff spot. Cleveland won its 7th in a row Thursday, 3-1 over Detroit. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And you know, we actually got a pair of decent college football games going on tonight. Oklahoma State hosting Tulsa for an in-state battle. That game gets underway at 6:30. Now, normally that would probably not be very competitive, but Oklahoma State's been struggling these past couple seasons. Not only that, but it is an in-state rivalry, quote-unquote, especially with the history they have. Tulsa, nonetheless, though, on a 2-game losing streak. Later, we got Rutgers and Iowa in a Big Ten showdown. That gets underway at 7. Rutgers is undefeated. Iowa, 2-1, and that loss is a good one. They lost to an Iowa State team that I believe is firmly placed in the top 15 today.
We're going to frame these stories here under the word fishing, make it really easy for you. Just to let you remind you that the Navarre Beach Fishing Pier will be temporarily closed to fishing activity on Sunday morning from 8 to 10. They're cleaning up some debris under that structure. Snapper season continuing 3-day weekends, select holidays. It applies to private boats and state-permitted charters without a federal reef fish permit. And don't forget, snook season open for most counties along Florida's Gulf Coast, allowing anglers to fish from the Panhandle to Sarasota Bay through November 30th. So I wanted to make sure I remembered our angler friends this afternoon.
Absolutely. And just want to give you a reminder that we do have our ESPN Buffalo Rock High School Football Game of the Week getting underway in about an hour and 20 minutes on our sister station, of course, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app. Jordan and Jeremy in the booth with you. As always, I'll be doing the halftime show, and that game for this week is going to be West Florida and Tate. That should be a good one.
Okay, other games tonight real quickly. Andalusia at Pace. Pensacola Catholic is over in Jacksonville taking on Providence. Navarre Milton, West Florida, you just mentioned it, at Tate. Booker T. Washington at Gulf Breeze. Panama City Mosley at Escambia. Holmes County at Northview. Jay at Chipley. Games you won't hear about tonight. Pine Forest, Pensacola High, and Central. UWF in action tomorrow on the road. North Greenville, 6 o'clock kickoff. UWF 3-0 should be a pretty good, interesting game.
Absolutely. North Greenville, they could be tricky, especially on the road with where they're placed on the schedule, but UWF is looking unstoppable right now.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a little music while driving may put a stop to severe cases of motion sickness. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. Upbeat music could save you from experiencing intense motion sickness. Researchers in China analyzing the data after exposing volunteers to motion sickness in a driving simulator to see how different types of music would affect them. They found soft and joyful music was most effective in helping participants recover, reducing symptoms between 56 and 57%. Stirring music lowered symptoms by 48%. Sad music reduced symptoms by 40%, also allowing them to recover naturally. The study was published in the journal Frontiers in Human Neuroscience. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And Harvard Medical School reducing its research work by at least 20% during the current fiscal year. The decision to scale back research is linked to the federal government's decision to impose steep tax on Harvard's endowment. The medical school using tens of millions of dollars in emergency stopgap funding to cover the rest of the lost money in the short term. Harvard officials say further cuts to research are likely in the upcoming fiscal year that begins next July.
Well, a medication you have in your bathroom right now could help prevent colon cancer from reoccurring. For more on this, Jill Nato's in on News Radio 92.3.
A Swedish study says a low dose of aspirin helped cut the chance of colon and rectal cancer from returning after surgery. The research indicates it only worked for tumors that had a specific type of genetic mutation. Scientists looked at over 3,500 cancer patients across Scandinavia in 33 hospitals. Half got aspirin daily, the other half got a placebo. After 3 years, the risk of cancer recurrence was reduced by 55% in those who took the aspirin. The findings were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The CDC's vaccine advisory panel delaying a vote on whether to recommend giving babies the hepatitis B vaccine right after they were born. Jessica Rosenthal has an explanation for us.
The 12-member vaccine advisory panel voted 11-1 to delay a decision on the hepatitis B vaccine and when they think it should be given to a baby. Currently, newborns get it in the hospital. Dr. Robert Malone said there was enough ambiguity on the matter to delay a vote. Hepatitis B, which can be passed from the mother to a baby, causes liver scarring, which can lead to other serious problems. But advisory panelist nurse Vicki Pebworth questioned the timing of the vaccine.
Is there any reason for any child to be born in the U.S. and not know the mother's Hep B status?
And by a vote of 8-3, the panel recommended toddlers get the varicella vaccine against chickenpox, separate from the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, of course, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, I have a tendency to do that sort of thing. Let's see. We got backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But outside of that, not much going on. It has been a beautiful day on the roads so far. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so as you head home for this weekend. As for the weather, that's going to add to the loveliness here. 89 degrees, low of 73 tonight. We've got highs of 92 and 90 on Saturday and Sunday, respectively. But as we get into your next work week, we're going to see the highs kind of trickle down a little bit, being sub-90, sitting at around 89 currently.
Yeah, they only dream of forecasts like that up in Wisconsin this time of year. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean, she's in. Take a look at your weekend weather forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms with pockets of heavy rainfall will continue to pop up over the next few days across the central U.S. and South Florida. Southern California and the Southwest also seeing wet weather with a chance of flooding courtesy of a system in the Pacific. Meanwhile, above average temperatures will persist over the eastern U.S. for the last official weekend of summer. Fox Weather has all of your details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is delaying the implementation of updates to the U.S. government's new car assessment program, which, by the way, were planned for the 2026 model year. Jeff Manasso has more.
The delay of NHTSA's car ratings at the request of automakers who in spring said the agency failed to publish the necessary test procedures for evaluating crashworthiness, pedestrian protection, on the requirements of blind spot warning and intervention, lane keeping assist, automatic emergency braking, and other safety features in the 2026 vehicle model year. New car assessments that the government says will not be required until the 2027 model year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump is suggesting that the federal government might revoke the licenses of broadcast television networks that are, quote, against him. Trump's comment comes a day after ABC suspended airing the Jimmy Kimmel Live show because of the host's comments about the killing of Charlie Kirk. Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neel Kashkari says he expects the president's tariffs to exert minimum pressure on inflation, allowing for multiple interest rate cuts, the committee approving the most recent quarter point cut by an 11-to-1 margin. Apple CEO Tim Cook says price hikes on the newest iPhone models that were released today aren't tied to President Trump's sweeping tariffs. Earlier this month, Apple increased the price of its iPhone 17 Pro by $100. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the three major averages setting fresh record highs. Crude oil futures for October falling. They're under $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a secret Taylor Swift event is headed to theaters. Is that a good enough tease for you?
Yes.
Here's Michelle Polino.
Ready for it. Taylor Swift is heading back to the big screen with the official release party of Life of a Showgirl, a theatrical event running October 3rd through the 5th to celebrate her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, out October 3rd. The cinema-only experience will include the world premiere of the music video for her new single, The Fate of Ophelia, behind-the-scenes footage, and brand-new lyric videos. Swift posted to social media, which read in part, "I hereby invite you to a dazzling soiree." Adding, looks like it's time to brush off that Eras Tour outfit or orange cardigan. Tickets are on sale now. Ending it, dancing is optional, but very much encouraged. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the leaders of Mexico and Canada holding trade talks without the U.S. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum met with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney in Mexico City on Thursday to discuss trade, security cooperation, and investments between the two nations. After their meeting, the leaders released a plan to develop ways to bolster trade between Mexico and Canada that would apparently bypass the United States. The plan also includes cooperation on drug trafficking and environmental issues.
A lot of activity planned for next week in NYC. The United Nations General Assembly kicks into high gear. Kevin Yurinsky has more on safety preparations in securing America.
Matt McCool is the special agent in charge of New York's Secret Service office.
There will be more than 150 world leaders and their spouses converging on Manhattan.
Special Agent Brian Wood of the Diplomatic Security Service says next week's challenge is simple.
The ultimate goal is to keep America safe and secure while welcoming our own representatives and the world's diplomats.
During a news conference Thursday, New York Mayor Eric Adams delivered some good news.
There are currently no known specific or credible threats against the United Nations.
The NYPD is partnering with federal agencies to keep things safe. Wood says,
this is a total team effort.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And Anna Winter says her meeting with President Trump didn't include talks about anyone in his family landing a potential Vogue cover. Winter, who now serves as Condé Nast's chief content officer, says she visited the White House twice in recent months to talk tariff policy. But when asked by Variety if Trump attempted to barter a Vogue cover for anyone in his family, the longtime Vogue editor-in-chief replied, that didn't come up.
My health, you know, things change. You'll follow me on this story here. A South Korean automaker's plant. We're talking about that Hyundai plant up in Georgia where hundreds of Koreans were picked up by ICE, sent them away. Well, you think, oh, my goodness, that's kind of a down. Now they just announced today they're going through a major expansion program. Mm. They're growing. Jenny Casola has a little bit of information for you.
Hyundai says it's committed to stepping up production capacity at its Meta Plant America in Georgia by 2028. It's the second phase of an investment plan previously announced and will create 3,000 new jobs. Eventually, it plans to produce 500,000 vehicles a year in Georgia, 10 models of electric and gas electric vehicles. Earlier this month, more than 300 Koreans were detained at the Meta Plant and returned home after being released. The immigration raid delayed the startup of an electric vehicle battery plant at the site. Hyundai executives and Georgia officials have been trying to calm the situation since the raid. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for you this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines, maybe a good news, wholesome story, one or two if we got them, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Hours on the phone making pointless calls. I got a desk full of paper that means nothing at all. Sometimes I catch myself staring into space, counting down the hours till I get to see your face.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you.
5:55, heads up, Pensacola. Hope you're feeling great this afternoon. Go ahead, smile. A weekend is here. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. News Radio 92.3. It's been a delightful day, weather, and basically throw the traffic equation in there as well. Austin has it.
Yeah, the traffic has been wonderful. Not too much going on. Do have a little bit of backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. That spot always stinks, though. It'll smoothen out as less road, travelers start going over it. As for your weather, 89 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. For the next several days, we've got highs starting out at around 92 and 90 on your Saturday and Sunday, but once we get into your next work week, it's going to drop to 89. And as for rainfall chances, there are none in sight.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Here's a great story about Jimmy Buffett. A guy's name, his name is Ben Victor. He's a nationally known sculptor. Sculptor was chosen to create a 7.5-foot statue of Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
The unveiling is set for September 2026, year from now, on Mobile's downtown waterfront near the Maritime Museum. The selection was made by the City of Mobile, the National Maritime Museum of the Gulf, and Jimmy's family. So, there you go. More recognition for... They still don't have my darn Jimmy Buffett license plate that I applied for a year ago.
Yeah, there's a
still
lot of...
Still waiting on that one.
If you've been listening to us for a while, there's a lot of lore to that. Yeah. All right, the football thriller Him is off to a decent start at the box office. The film starring Marlon Wayans made $2 million from Thursday previews last night. It's expected to make between $15 and $18 million in its debut weekend. Elsewhere, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey starring Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell made $400,000 last night, with it expected to bring in $8 to $10 million in its debut. And despite the two new releases, Demon Slayer Infinity Castle expected to take first place for the second straight week with $21 to $25 million.
Listen, one thing I do like, and this I'm being transparent with you, I like rodeos. I like going to the rodeos and different events like that.
Okay.
But imagine the rodeo in the Big Apple, right there in the middle of the action, you know. How do you think it would be accepted? Well, let me just tell you, New York Islanders UBS Arena playing host to the Professional Bull Riders Association this weekend. How about that? Fox Weather's Bane Froning has the details yet. She's up there at the arena. This is in Elmont, New York.
So, here's the thing. If you're a little new to bull riding like myself, a rider must ride for 8 seconds with one hand on the bull rope and one hand in the air to earn a score. If they don't make the 8 seconds, then there is no score. Each ride is worth up to 100 total points. The bull is also receiving a score of 0 to 50 points after every ride, whether it's successful or not. At the end of each round, world standing points are awarded.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like something that you wouldn't really expect to hear about in New York City, maybe more like the Alamo Dome.
Well, the last rodeo I went to, we were a sponsor of out there at the Escambia County Equestrian Center.
Yeah.
A blast out there. Just absolutely great.
All right, and singer David, this is spelled D4VD, canceling the remaining two shows of his U.S. concert tour due to the ongoing investigation into the remains of a missing teenage girl. Authorities began investigating after the dismembered remains were discovered in the trunk of the singer's car earlier this month. The victim was ID'd as 15-year-old Celeste Rivas, who had been missing for over a year, but police have not named a suspect or person of interest at this time. David was scheduled to perform tonight in San Francisco and Saturday night at the Greek Theater in L.A.
Okay. Numbers, numbers, and more numbers. The VMAs keep gaining viewers weeks after the broadcast of the award show. Michelle Polino has the details.
The 2025 MTV Video Music Awards are still pulling in viewers weeks after the September 7th telecast. Nielsen data shows that the ceremony drew an average audience of 6.1 million across CBS, MTV, and Paramount Plus in its first 7 days, up 29% from last year. That's also an 11% bump from the 5.5 million who tuned in live, which had already marked a six-year ratings high and a 42% jump from 2024. Since the show, more than 800,000 people have watched clips on MTV's YouTube channel. The awards, hosted by LL Cool J, featured Doja Cat, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, Sabrina Carpenter, and more. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, make sure you put this on your calendar. Career Source Escarosa is going to hold that 2025 Fall Career Fair. That's next week, starting on Thursday. Put that down if you're looking for a job. And they remind you to be sure and dress for success. Okay, more information coming up in about 12 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.